Caracas. Loud explosions and the sound of aircraft flying overhead jolted Venezuela's capital Caracas in the early hours of Saturday, triggering panic among residents and raising fears of a major military escalation. The blasts were heard around 2 a.m. local time, with witnesses reporting at least 7 powerful explosions across different parts of the city. Many residents rushed out of their homes and into the streets as the ground shook. In southern Caracas, areas close to a major military base were plunged into darkness following a sudden power outage. Reuters reporters in the city said aircraft noise was audible and a thick column of smoke could be seen rising into the sky. The exact source and location of the explosions remained unclear, and authorities did not provide official details immediately. Videos circulating on social media appeared to show multiple blasts across the capital, though these could not be independently verified. Venezuela's President Gustavo Petro took to social media to warn that the country was under attack, saying Caracas was being bombed and calling on the United Nations and the Organization of American States to meet urgently. He did not identify who was responsible for the alleged strikes. The incident comes amid rising tensions between Venezuela and the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened ground operations against Venezuela and has privately pressured President Nicolas Maduro to step down. Earlier this week, Trump said it would be wise for Maduro to leave power. The United States has significantly increased its military presence in the region, deploying an aircraft carrier, warships, and advanced fighter jets to the Caribbean. Washington has also announced a blockade on Venezuelan oil exports and expanded economic sanctions. Since September, U.S. forces have carried out more than 24 strikes on vessels Washington claims were involved in drug trafficking in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. U.S. officials say over 20 boats have been hit, resulting in at least 100 deaths. Earlier this week, the U.S. Southern Command reported killing 2 alleged narco-terrorists in a strike in the Eastern Pacific. Last week, Trump confirmed that U.S. forces had struck a location inside Venezuela where drug boats were allegedly loaded, marking the first known land operation since the pressure campaign began. The Pentagon did not respond to requests for comment on Saturday, while Venezuela's government has consistently denied any involvement in drug trafficking and condemned the U.S. actions as illegal and extrajudicial. As daylight broke over Caracas, uncertainty remained high, with residents awaiting answers about what caused the explosions and whether further attacks could follow.